Mr. Cox simply lived there. The officers were serving a search warrant for evidence in connection with the attempted murder case, in addition to the warrants obtained by the Howard County Police Department. As the officers entered the home to serve the search warrants, they went up to the second floor of the home. As they opened the door, Ronald Cox, 48 years old, swung a large sword at one of the officers who was the first into the room. He hit the shield that the officer was carrying, and the officer opened fire to stop the attack.
One of the people that were that had a warrant served on them was arrested was Laura Christian Carr, who lived at the same address in Reisterstown on High Meadow Road. What was Mr. Cox's relationship with Mr. Carr, or with Ms. Carr, I should say?
Mr. Cox is Ms. Carr's uncle.
I see. So this was an uncle, and he was not. There was not a warrant for him. He was just somebody else that who had lived there.
Correct. He was in the home at the time of the search warrant and attacked the officer.
His house, or was this her house?
I don't believe that any of them are the owners of the home.
Understand. And was anybody else in the house involved other than the three people that were that are named here?
Was there
somebody else living in the house that tried to confront police?
I don't have any information to that account. I believe Mr. Cox is the one who attacked the officer. The other two were arrested in the home.
Were any officers hurt in this incident?
No, there were no injuries.
Okay, and the officer who fired the shot, what can you tell me about him?
He is a 17-year veteran assigned to the tactical unit, and he has been placed on routine administrative leave pending a review of the case.